Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, $100 gift card to Fleming's coming up in 20 minutes. You might not win because I might just have to rig the contest for myself. So we'll give you a chance to go eat at Fleming's, one of my favorite restaurants. I know the OG, he's a foodie.
Hell yeah.
And he gives it two thumbs up. One of the best places you can eat in Houston. So keep it locked between 1240, 1255, and we'll get you to Fleming's. Andy Reid, coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the best offensive minds in the history of the game. Going to be on the sidelines opposite Bill O'Brien and the Texans on Sunday, looking for his 200th win. Only a handful of guys have ever done that. Andy Reid is looking to do that on Sunday as the Chiefs coach, former Eagles coach. And I just wanted to get to know Andy Reid a little better. He's been around for damn near two decades, really longer than that
if you go
back to the Green Bay days. But he's been a head coach in the NFL for around that time. And David Fleming of ESPN put out an article on Andy Reid with some awesome nuggets. It was basically people throughout his career talking about him and giving tales about Andy Reid. And I just thought we should go through this and just get to know one of the most intriguing, best football coaches of this generation. And a guy who I find myself wanting to win a Super Bowl. A lot of times, like,
I don't like the
Chiefs. I didn't even like the Eagles, but I found myself wanting this guy to win a Super Bowl, and I hope someday that he ends up getting that Super Bowl to basically solidify one of the best resumes that an offensive mind has ever had in this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Here is some stuff from the article from David Fleming. You can see it on ESPN.com if you want to get more from Andy Reid. Apparently, Andy Reid, when he was running late for a summer baseball game in high school, he once drove his car straight up to the mound, got out, and started warming up.
On the mound?
On the mound. Didn't even use the parking lot. Just drove up to the mound and started warming up. He actually majored in journalism, but one of his buddies said, you know what? You should be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, oh, shucks, you know what? I'll be a coach. And that's how he decided to be a coach. And
did he say
and
all shucks?
Damned. I don't know if he said all shucks or not. I think it was just kind of that type of vibe.
Yeah.
He started out at BYU. And then after BYU, he went to coach at San Francisco State, where he and his wife lived in a tiny place on campus. Part of the job is that they had to sell hot dogs at the student union to raise money for the football program. And a former coach said Andy Reid, as good of a coach as he was, he also sold more hot dogs than anyone had in the history of the program.
Of course he did.
Probably ate more hot dogs too, just if we're just being honest. Mike Holmgren, then in 1992, he hired Andy Reid, his former grad assistant at BYU, to be the tight ends coach on his staff at Green Bay. Of course, that staff had Steve Mariucci. You saw John Gruden. A lot of names went through there. And apparently Mariucci and Mike Holmgren were in the same office, which they say was pretty much like a closet.
Right.
And Steve Mariucci says that one night they went to the prime quarter and both ordered a 40-ounce giant steak.
I could see that happening.
It came with all the fixings. It came with everything you could have. And apparently Andy Reid finished his steak in 15 minutes. A 40-ounce steak with all the fixings, Andy Reid finished in 14 freaking minutes.
Could you even eat a 40-ounce steak?
Yeah.
That's pretty dang big.
No,
man.
Easily. I promise you.
It's pretty dang big.
If you want to take me to task on that, there's a lot of.
Oh, I've seen you eat. No, you've got a game.
No,
you've got
I
a
can,
game.
I can. Steak is one of those things that I can just eat. Because I could go to a steakhouse and just order steak and nothing else.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I normally don't eat very much of the other stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, I probably could if I had to. Brett Favre told the tale about Andy Reid when he was his coach in Green Bay. They had the same chain crew for years. And one of them was an overweight guy.
Uh-huh.
So they had a fat chain guy During a home game in the early 90s, Andy was pacing up and down the sidelines with the headset on, and suddenly the cord catches on his head, and it gets yanked back hard because the chain guy caught his cord.
Right.
So Andy Reid looked over to the chain guy, and those of you that know what Andy Reid looks like, he's a pretty fat guy himself. He looks over to the chain guy and says, quote, "Hey, get off the cord, you fat ass." The guy looked back at Andy, confused, and he yelled back at him, "Who you calling a fat ass?" And Andy Reid apparently got a pretty big kick out of that. You can see this on ESPN.com. Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, mm-hmm. kind of a thorn in the side of the Texans the last couple years.
Yeah.
He told the story. He was in Kansas City, and he said he would sit down in his office, and he and Andy would start talking, and the next thing he knows, they would be talking for 2 hours. Chris Ballard said he wouldn't interrupt Andy Reid because he would be the one talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just start taking notes. And he says to this day, he still has all the notes that he had from those conversations. And he calls them the KC notes. And he still reads them to this day when he's running the Colts.
Well, that tells you a lot right there just about Andy Reid's offensive mind and his mind about football.
Starting in 2001, Andy Reid guided the Eagles to 4 straight NFC championship games. And in 2005, they faced the New England Patriots. With under 6 minutes to play, the Eagles got the ball back, trailing 24-14. This was Andy Reid's low point. He mismanaged the clock badly. They ended up scoring late. And he still, to this day, cannot get over that. John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, also coached for Andy Reid. He has some good stuff to say about him. I strongly recommend checking this article out on ESPN.com.
That's some incredible stuff. I also strongly recommend, I don't know if it was in that article or not, but if you have not seen the YouTube video of Andy Reid as a 12-year-old.
Yeah, the pump, pass, and kick.
In a punt,
they
pass,
talked
and
about
kick,
that too.
Contest. On
he had to borrow one of the seniors' pads.
Yeah, on Monday Night Football. He was clearly an early growth spurt.
Yeah, I would
just
say so.
Just towering over all these little kids. And must have thrown the ball 60 yards.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah, he won. Pat Mahomes also talks about the note cards that Andy Reid takes. He says that he also keeps those. But just a really good article on ESPN. Gives you some good insight to Andy Reid. Strong recommendation from me. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker live at the Houston Open. We're going to give away a Fleming's gift card, $100, to one of the best restaurants in Houston, maybe in Texas. Coming up, but let's go through the likely scenarios of the next 3 days. We know the Astros are going to play at least one game tonight. They could be playing three in the next few days. And the Houston Texans, they're going to be facing the Chiefs. We're going to talk about our thinks, our knows, and our fears, world famously, next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.